From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Put on the new CD from Elizabeth Cook, and right away you get a big, bracing splash of the South.
I'm crazy about you, baby. You don't do no good. I could tell it to the movie. I am Hollywood. I tell it when I'm sober, and I tell it on the wine. I tell it to the judge. I love you all the time. I chase you down.
Elizabeth Cook grew up in the country in Central Florida, the youngest of 11 half-brothers and sisters, and she's here with me in the studio to talk about her latest album, her fifth. It's called Welder. Elizabeth Cook, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And welder, you do have a welder in your family. This is your dad, right?
Yes, Daddy is a welder by trade. He's retired now. He's 85. But he welded a lot, bought me a lot of cowgirl outfits.
He did.
Yes,
it paid
he
for
did.
Paid for the boots and the fringe?
He did.
Now, where did he learn to be a welder?
He learned to be a welder in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary. He was serving time for running moonshine there. He did 2 threes and a five. And the system worked for him. Well, he thought when he was getting that education, he would use it to build his own steels when he got out. But he ended up becoming a force for good. So.
Uh-huh. And this was before you were born?
Yes, before I was born. He met my mother when he got out. He moved into a home in the neighborhood where my mother lived. They shared a backyard, and they discovered that they were each musicians. Mother was a hillbilly singer from Charleston, West Virginia. She played mandolin and guitar.
And they'd be playing in clubs?
Yes, played little bars. They called them bloody buckets.
Bloody buckets.
Bloody buckets. Juke joints. Little cold, air-conditioned center block buildings. A lot of times they would take me with them. And I'd sit on the bar stool and swivel around and stare at the pickled eggs. And, you know, it was part of our life. It's what we did. Some families now, I think they go to soccer games. And it sounds kind of cryptic, but it wasn't. It didn't feel that way at the time. There was a lot of love and a lot of fun.
Would you finagle a way to get up on stage with them?
Well, I wasn't, you know, so much interested in that. Oh, I had to get on stage. They like to get me up and y'all look at the little girl sing a Hank Williams song. And so I did that a lot. And then I got more serious about it as I got a little older. And Daddy quit drinking. So they decided to make a little project out of me. And I have my own band and cowgirl outfits. Mother was writing songs for me to record.
Well, how'd you feel about that? It sounds like it was their idea, really, more than
it
was.
It was. Yeah, it was. I was kind of shy about it, really. I like the outfits. But the pressure of performing, it was a little forced for me.
You don't strike me as shy.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Well, good. Good. It's working. It's totally working.
And I'm thinking that the woman who's singing the song El Camino, she's not shy.
I told him your car is creepy, man, and not in a gangster kind of way, but in a perv kind of way. You got a lot of nerve driving that kind of car and taking me fishing out to the
This is a bad news guy, I think, in a bad car.
But he's got powers. He's got some kind of powers. It's all so wrong, but it's all so right.
We were making love in the disco era, and he was Travolta, and I was Farrah. I was like, man, what is happening here? Too much to put a quaalude in my beer, and if I wake up married, I have to annul.
How much fun was it for you to come up with that rhyme? Rhyme annul it with my hands are in his mullet.
And it was fun. I made myself laugh. I did. I thought it was funny.
There are, in a bunch of your songs, these wonderful tiny details that speak so much. And I'm thinking about the song Heroin Addict Sister, which is about as far away from the song we just heard as it could possibly be. Let's listen to the beginning.
She asked for her mama's bathroom and a pot of potato soup. She gonna dry out this time if it kills her. She wants the whole family in the loop. She can ask my dad.
Elizabeth, I think you had me right at the bathrobe and the potato soup with this one.
Yeah, thanks.
Was there a moment that brought this song to you, do you think?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, there was.
Sounds like it's a hard thing to talk about. Is
yeah.
there anything you can share?
No, I think that I sort of and very generous with the details and the lyric and sort of, that's kind of all I have to say, you know, about it at this time.
She's a certified underwater welder. She can cook clean and crochet. She can flash a smile from her sweet, weary soul that'll melt all your doubts away.
The thing about this character and the song that you're singing about that gets to me is that there are so many dimensions of her. It's not all bleak and awful.
People are complicated, and one of my pet peeves is for things and people and their thought on something to get so polarized to something's all black or all white, and it's not true. It's not true in our politics, it's not true in our music, it's not true in our feelings, and people are complex. I can't stand to see something just generalized and glossed over. So it's so insensitive.
And you see that in her, in this woman you're singing about.
Mm-hmm. She's my Hellenic sister, and I hate to see her go. And I hate to see her holding on to the end of the same old road. The end of the same old road. Always at the end of the road.
What's a great show for you when you're playing at a club?
Yeah, I think it's a show that has many dimensions to it. It gets really quiet and poignant in parts, really rowdy and greasy and loud in parts. I love a show that has all those components is the most fun to me. It just feels reckless and wild, and I like those nights.
I've seen you. At some point, you've learned how to clog. I've seen you do clogging.
Oh, yeah.
On video.
Yes, yes.
Will that get thrown in there sometimes?
Oh, yes.
Where'd you learn to do it?
Mother put me in clogging lessons when I was a little girl. So we said tap was for rich people. She loved it. She loved stomping around in big crinolines to hillbilly music.
Now, when you do it now, we should say there are no crinolines from what I can tell. You're in tight jeans or mini
dresses. I don't have time for the costume change, but if things keep growing, you know, you never know. I might like step behind and come out and, yeah, big crinoline, and you never know.
You never know.
Never know.
Well, Elizabeth Cook, it's great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Elizabeth Cook singing I'll Never Know from her new CD, Welder. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.